Well, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary has accused China of interfering in U.S. elections. Christian Nielsen says China is exerting unprecedented effort to influence American public opinion ahead of next month's congressional elections. Nielsen made the comments at a Senate panel in response to a question about President Donald Trump's assertion that China is interfering in elections. FBI Director Christopher Wray, who was also at the meeting, said China in many ways represents the most complicated long-term counterintelligence threat to Washington. Trump last month accused China of seeking to meddle in the congressional elections. Beijing has denied the allegations. Crossing over to Beijing, joined by political analyst and Nertanja, thanks so much for being with us. What do you think is behind these allegations? Is there any truth to Beijing wanting to interfere or perhaps trying to interfere in the upcoming November midterm elections?
No, it's not a situation where China is hacking into any kind of election machines or using bots on the internet to sway public opinion. What they did do is they took out a large ad in the Des Moines, Iowa newspaper, clearly labeled, paid for by China Daily, a Chinese state publication, talking about the tariffs and the effects and China's desire to negotiate a trade deal as opposed to these continuing tariffs. This is classic Trump tactics. What you do is you hit somebody and then blame them and say that they were the ones who were going to threaten to hit you, so you just hit first. It's a part of his playground bully tactics. It's fairly transparent. And as you'll note, there was no specific allegations. And then when asked about it, the director of Homeland Security said that she did not have any proof that the Chinese had done anything other than take out a newspaper ad. Coincidentally, this is a tactic. This is something that's used by many, many countries throughout the world. They will buy space in American publications simply to express their point of view.
But how dangerous is this tactic, especially now? We've seen ratcheting off of tension between Beijing and Washington. We've seen increased tariffs, tit for tat. And now with these type of allegations, during what appears to be a very sensitive time, do you see it affecting relationships between the two in general?
Yeah, I mean, this is a follow-up on Mike Pence's speech where he's attacked China. He said militarily they're a threat. He said economically they're a threat, politically they're a threat, and even culturally by labeling Chinese as basically thieves and people who steal jobs and IP. It strikes another note. Donald Trump and his administration doesn't seem to like anybody who is not white. Mexicans are rapists and drug dealers. Africans, of course, are people who live in huts and come from S-hole countries. If you're Asian, you're untrustworthy. So it seems to be fairly connected. This might be a ploy of his to connect with his base, which feels very strongly that they are a victimized white group of voters. Who've been bypassed by affirmative action and the civil rights movement.
All right, well, thank you so much for being with us. That's Nertanja, political analyst out of Beijing.